And then you might ask me, how much have you?
How much have you had to drink?
Mm-hmm. Or?
Drinking. How much have you drinking?
If you did it yesterday, you might say.
How much did you drink yesterday?
Okay. And then you might go on to say, we sure, a lot of water yesterday.
Sure drank a lot of water.
Okay. What is it that, when dinner's on the table and your family's standing around waiting to begin, what do you say to them?
Get ready for supper.
Mm-hmm. And then?
Dig in.
Okay. Would you ever say, sit down or draw up?
Come to supper.
Mm-hmm. Which would you say?
I'd probably say, supper's ready.
Mm-hmm.
They know to come.
Okay, if somebody comes into the dining room, you might ask him, won't you
sit down?
Okay. And so he?
He sat down.
Okay. And then no one else was standing. They all had?
Had sitting. Or
they had all?
Sat down.
Okay. If you want someone not to wait till the potatoes are passed, you say?
Pass the potatoes?
Or if they're off like yesterday when I was eating, you said?
Hand me the potatoes.
Mm-hmm. But you said to me, just help?
Help yourself.
Okay. Okay, if someone is drowning, what do they say?
Help.
Okay. And yesterday,
helped.
Okay. And several times you have.
Several times I've helped someone or something.
Okay.
Like
that. Okay. If you decide not to eat something, you say, I don't
want any.
Okay. Okay, if the food has been cooked and served a second time, you say it has been, what?
Re-cooked or left over.
Okay, would you ever say warmed over or warmed up?
Yeah, warmed up.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Okay, are leftovers and warmed overs two different things, or are they the same?
It could be warmed over something you might like warm, and just leftovers could be just about anything left over from the day before. You could say either warm or cold.
Mm-hmm. Okay, and you put your food in your mouth and you begin to
eat.
Okay, great. Have you ever had a food made of cornmeal and some other kind of liquid, boiled cornmeal and like milk or water?
Goulash or something like that.
Something like that.
And goulash.
Uh-huh. Have you ever had any kind of mush or anything?
No, but goulash is about closest to any kind of mush or anything.
Okay. What would you call peas and beets and corn and everything all together?
Vegetables.
All right. And what would you call the place where they're grown?
Just a small one, you're talking about a garden?
Yeah, okay. What is the food that's made out of coarsely ground cornmeal, or coarsely ground corn?
The food?
Mm-hmm. It's usually have with breakfast, with sausage and eggs or something.
The grits.
Mm-hmm.